This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lighten up. Come on.
All right. It's late enough. It's 7 after the hour. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, working our way through the summertime. For those of you who can't wait for something new and different because you are whatever is built into your psychosis there, we have today, well, that's what's going to happen tomorrow. Starbucks is already starting to promote its pumpkin spice latte. I should have done this in the Food, Farm, and Family report, but it didn't jump out of the screen until just now. So for those of you who are looking for sweater time, which does not include me, Jay, you looking forward to sweater time? You like sweater time.
I am. Well, you know me. Winter is my favorite time of year. That's my favorite season.
Boo.
I thrive. And as far as my least favorite season, it's summer. So bring it on.
Let's apple picking is starting, too, around the country. Really good apples. There's been a lot of rain in most parts of the country where the apples grow. So that'll be good. And what do we have? Let's see.
So good.
Starbucks. Does Dunkin' Donuts must have the same pumpkin kind of a...
Yeah, I think everybody gets in on the pumpkin spice latte.
Right.
The PSL.
Yep. All right. I don't know when it started. Who is it that first looked at a cup of coffee and said, let's dump some pumpkin into that? who came up with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a latte, so it's the espresso and the milk and then the different flavorings. And I think Starbucks always has different ones at different points of the year, and then they have the year-round ones, just put that flavoring
in. I know, in the summertime, Dunkin' Donuts promotes those really sweet, sugary drinks.
Yes, yeah. And I personally do not like pumpkin flavor in things unless it's pumpkin pie. And even then, I'm very picky. Right, it has to be specific pumpkin pies.
I think if somebody gives me a piece of pumpkin pie, I want a big spoonful of vanilla ice cream on it to kill the taste.
Yeah, one of the things that you can tell. Sometimes whipped cream is good with it, too. But the more ice cream or the more whipped cream you have to put on it to hide the flavor of what is under it, you don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, kabunga. All right, let's talk about something that's new and good. It has to do with the global warming, the people who are dying. Oh, my God, look at the coral reefs. They're all dying. Oh, well, that's not quite true. There has been a research done by the Pacific Institute about, the Pacific Ocean. I guess that it's not a surprise, it's not a stretch to get that the Pacific Institute is going to know what's going on in the Pacific Ocean. So, what they are saying in their latest overview, the mass effects of warming waters and how much it's threatening or not reefs all around the world, all around the globe. So there have been lots of studies, and the Pacific Institute has looked at decades and decades and decades of data, and they have found that if coral thermal tolerance continues, I think this is pretty good. Let's write this down. This is a new term, right? Coral thermal tolerance.
Say it 10 times fast.
Coral thermal tolerance. And you can get from the gist of the words what it means, right? The coral reefs are beginning to understand or figure out how to adapt, as most things do, to the continuing changes taking place on the world. The only reason I get so hepped up about this stuff is because I want to have a different point of view so that you can at least consider that all the hoopla that you hear about global warming, even though some of it, if not most of it, is the factual focus is that the temperatures are rising. Yeah, but does buying an electric car fix that? No, doesn't fix anything. except it'll drain your pocketbook well after the 7 years and the battery runs out. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. The data here significantly changes the way the warm temperature is impacting. And apparently there's a press release yesterday from the Pacific Institute which suggests, quote, our study indicates the presence of an ecological resilience to climate change. Hopefully people have enough in their vocabulary so they know what resilience means, right? Am I speaking down or up to the audience, Jay?
No,
we all know what resilience
is. Yeah.
Right, okay. So what this thing does is highlight the need for continuing to be committed to understand, not necessarily change, but understand what's going on in the coral reefs. Work they're doing offers a glimmer of hope, emphasizing the need for focus, but the end of the world. Basically, what they're saying is that the end of the world is not coming, and the Mother Earth is doing what she has always done, and that is adapt to the circumstances, and that those beings or those items that cannot adapt, they go away, and then there are new things that come along. Once again, all of the hysteria about this particular species going away was the last time we focused on. There are 1,000, like, white tigers or something, in the, so we got to do something about that.
There are some species of creatures and plants and all of these things that we still don't even know exist on our planet.
Okay, the NASA website today is another one of my favorite items that I think opens up our mind and gives us cause to be optimistic about what's going on here. The focus isn't on us, though, right now on the NASA website. It's on India, because as of this week, India has become the fourth country to complete a lunar landing. You'll remember earlier this week, the Russian spacecraft that went to the moon crashed, which is what, did we smile when that happened? Yep, actually, we did. I did. I didn't smile. I mean, a lot of work was done by people, but they weren't, they're not focused on that. This was a distraction as much as anything else from what's really going on there. Anyway, there was a touchdown this week. The Indian, and this sounds even kind of weird, doesn't it? The Indian spacecraft. Isn't that those two words kind of like don't really hit in your head?
Why not?
I don't know. I don't think of India as being a space power. I think of India being an overcrowded, dirty, you know, you go to New Delhi and you see the stuff floating down the river. The whole country now.
This is the first landing on the South Pole.
Right. So on the South Pole of the moon. You wonder, okay, what's the difference between the South Pole, the North Pole, or any other part of the moon? And I can't tell you that if we run a dig deeply into that, there's a whole chapter on the NASA website about what's on the surface of the moon. It's kind of wonderful, though, in a way, to think about something like this happening, people who've done all the work to figure it out. What I find tragic is that we collectively, humanity, is spending a lot of money to do the same thing, whereas, you know, okay, so we did it first, or the Russians did. Why don't we share the information? What do we do? Think of all the wasted time and effort. Okay, we want to send somebody to the moon. Please help us. Why wouldn't you think that was a good idea? I'm the only one who's thinking about that? I guess I am. So here we go. Let's keep moving here. A new study.
I'll ask you to elaborate on it a little bit more.
Go ahead. What do you want to know? What about the Indian landing?
No. The thought process behind what you were just saying.
I've said a lot in the last 60 seconds. What one thing do you want me to elaborate on?
Why are people not helping us a little bit more?
you mean each other? Why aren't we working together?
But aren't we? I feel like this is one of those things that people are still celebrating. This is still a worldwide celebration that this happened. It's not necessarily the space race anymore of trying to be first to do different things and taking each other down.
That's a good way of looking at this. That's another way.
United thing.
That's another way of looking at it. I get what you're saying. But I just think there are lots of things we can be doing together mankind needs help with a lot of things. We have social problems, and we have physical problems and mental problems and things that would be seemingly, we'd all be served better if we all could be maybe inspired by the work one person here does. For example, Albert Einstein's work, everybody benefited from that. He wasn't just doing it for his country. He was doing it for the world. Edison, think about all the people who have come up with things that have benefited all of mankind. The scientific research onto cancer and illnesses in general. You know, that kind of stuff. The recent meeting of the European Union on COVID and what that brought to the surface and how many people were trying to still deny what those people across the board, there are 84 different representatives from different countries who all pretty much agreed that the COVID thing was started in the 60s and continued to develop, and nobody wanted to pay any attention to it because guys like Fauci kept telling you, oh, don't worry about that. We've got it under control. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay. Unga bunga. So what else? California's largest freshwater lake, pollution and algae, big problem. Until this was something I found fascinating because it sort of related to what was going on Lake Mead. You know what Lake Mead is? Outside of Las Vegas?
Yeah.
And it's been going down for years. Down.
And so many things have been discovered and found. And
yeah. Right. Including a lot of bodies that got thrown in by the bad guys in Las Vegas. So now the water, because of all the rain they had after the hurricane, the water in Lake Mead went up like 4 inches in 24 hours. That didn't fill it back up again, but it brought it back, and so people were gambling that. I guess I would use that as a way to encourage you, if you're all about going to Las Vegas, to call that number, that special Doug line, 800-419-DOUG. Have you called it yet? Have you made your reservations? Have you gone? I'd like to actually hear from people who have taken the trip. I see people saying they're going, but why don't you use our social media, at Good Day Networks, to tell us about the trip so other people can see what you've enjoyed with those two free nights in Vegas. 800-419-3684. Maybe you can go for a swim while you're there in Lake Mead. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
GM, make sure you pay attention when using their hands-free driving. GM's Ursula Stambro told me how they do it.
We have a camera that is monitoring your face and your head and your eyes to make sure that you are looking at the road. There are also visual cues, so your steering wheel will turn a color of blue to let you know, hey, I need you to pay attention. Your seat will also vibrate to let you know, hey, wake up, pay attention, stop looking somewhere else. And you will get an audio cue to let you know, I need you to focus on the road. So we have multiple cues to let you know to make sure that your eyes are on as you are driving. So for me, as an example, if I happen to look away and, you know, I'm checking on something my son is doing and not looking at the road, then the first thing I feel is my seat. But when I look at that steering wheel, I also see that it went blue as well, and there was also an audio cue.
With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
Oh, CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
He took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't know.
Just a perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey. CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now 23 after the hour. This is Good Day program. We'll give away 2 nights in Las Vegas. What else do you want to give away? Got anything else you want to give away while we're giving things away? Oh, listen.
Make a fire show. Give away all the things.
I have some books still from Maria Trilogy about astrology. Maybe we can give those away. Thoughts. Is that a picture of Daisy that I see? You're Daisy?
It is.
Wow.
All snuggled up.
Yeah, she's all snuggled. That's very cute. You find that on our Good Day Networks page. See a picture of that Daisy. Picture of my Daisy. Probably put that out as well. All right, what's going on with you this week is a question that Jay posed. A lot of people are chilling at the beach, it looks like. If I'm looking, people are going to the park. Let's see here. What else are people, parents filming themselves baking or cooking? That's kind of cute. I like those pictures. I always send those along. That's kind
of
cute.
Speaking of, have you seen there's this viral challenge, quote, air quotes, challenge, if you will, where people, whether it's parents or guardians or babysitters or older siblings, pretending to cook with the younger kids, and when it comes time to crack an egg into the bowl, they end up smashing it on the child's forehead.
No.
And it's one of those things. Some people find it very funny. Some people find it awful. I am not a fan of this. But there is one video that was going around, and it looked like an older sister and her friend maybe, or maybe they were babysitters, but they both smash an egg on this little girl's head. Mm-hmm. And she looks at the one and she goes, "That wasn't very nice." And then she looks at the other one and goes, "That wasn't very nice. How would you like it if I did it to you?" And then smashes the egg on the older kid's forehead. It's like, good for you, little lady.
Ah, go get them. I also have a focus on that rare super blue moon. I saw you standing alone without a care in the world, without a care of my own. It's not that something.
You in my heart? Long.
Yeah. All right, let's see. What else we? Oh, I thought this would be interesting to pass along. The platforms, when you see apologies on social media from people who want your attention, mostly celebrities, is it real or is it Memorex? Do you believe? Do you even pay attention? Because a lot of times public figures respond to the people who are following them or broader audiences. Because we all, you know, we're ceaselessly quoting things that are in social media, right? We talk about it all the time because it seems that there is opinion there. There's information, not much news anymore because Zuckerberg has seen to that. And so it gives you a cause or pause. Where do you get your news? And are you like, are you sure it's objective? And even do you want objective news? And if it isn't objective, is it news? How about that? Professor of social psychology at the University of Pittsburgh says social media has helped to create an environment of accountability, if only because it has created so much awareness of what public figures are saying and doing.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. But it is one of those things of the days of celebrities needing to go through their PR people to put out any kind of statement is done.
Yeah.
It's you have the personal approach where they can just put something out there. But when it does come time for an apology, they all feel so cookie cutter. They all say the same thing. Sorry, I did not mean to offend anybody with my action, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And we all know that's not true.
And it's just words up there. They're just typing things out.
Meaningless words.
Like, you can still use your social media, but at least maybe post a video, have a conversation. And with a lot of celebrities, there's a lot of, like, you can do the live feeds where you can go Facebook Live or Instagram or on X and do things where you can actually start taking comments from other people in real time and move forward with it. Have a conversation rather than just putting out the static
garbage.
That
I'd rather use my social media for things. You posted something. I put up something last week from Zig Ziglar. Here's another one. Failure is an event. Not a person yesterday ended last night. Excuse me, I like that. Think about it. Just think. I'm trying to get you to think. Good, very important thing. T-H-I-N-K. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. All eight candidates in last night's GOP presidential debate on Fox News are vowing to combat rising crime in the United States. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's second in line on the GOP hopeful list, said the victimization of U.S. citizens will stop when he becomes president. DeSantis also said the military will be called in day one of his administration to put law and order back at the border.
So as president, would you support sending U.S. special forces over the border into Mexico?
Yes, and I will do it on day one. You have the cartels controlling a lot of part of your southern border. We have to reestablish the rule of law.
At least four people were killed, including the gunmen, at an iconic biker bar in the Southern California community of Trabuco Canyon. Jeff Halleck, undersheriff at the Orange County Sheriff's Department, included at least six others were injured. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Gonna be a good day.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
Let's go. All right. Play a little baseball. It is. You're right. Summertime. The middle of August anymore. Getting toward the end of the month already. 34 and then some at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program brought to you in part by O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. Get the parts and the service you need. Get it fast. From the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I don't think there's anybody named O'Reilly who's in. We have Chris O'Sullivan who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas today. He's not related to. If you think it's because the name begins with an O, they must all be related. They all sound alike, right? They all look alike. Everybody's got an O. They all look alike. They sound alike. Yep, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay Kirshner is here, gracing us with her presence. And There's a criticism that has come across as I've surfed through some of our social media at Good Day Networks today. A comment from Ruth Anderson, who writes, Doug, please stop interrupting people when they're talking. It's so annoying. Most of the time, you're just making noise. Thank you, madam.
Half true. Yeah.
Well, I am making noise. It's
always
what I'm
have something. No, yeah, you always have something to say, though.
You know, that reminds me of how I was introduced when I was in college. I was in the Heidelberg College Concert Choir. We used to tour around the country, actually around the world. We had some good trips. And I was the business manager. And Dr. Ferris Ohl was the choir director, somebody that I loved immensely in my college experience. And he used to, we'd go to churches and we'd go to public venues when we were singing. And they always would fix us dinner before, you know, we'd travel all day, have dinner, and then we'd sing. And so I'd go in and make the arrangements and talk to the people about what we were going to do. I just was sort of the organizer. So he would introduce me to the minister or to whoever was in charge. Here, this is Dudley Steffen, our business manager. He always has something to say when there's nothing to be said. And
I would take that as a compliment.
I did take it as a compliment.
That was a compliment.
Yep. And I reminded him, at his 100th birthday, I reminded him of that. And he looked at me and he said, I don't remember saying that. I said, well, you did. Many times. But anyway, speaking of Heidelberg, I was the debate captain, the debate team. I was taught to, in debate, and this is not blaming, but it just is kind of where my head's at, because when we would do our research, and then you'd be debating somebody, there were debate teams and debate clubs and stuff. It's good for your head. There were competitions all over Ohio. You used to travel around and have debate contests. And I imagine some people listening have gone through that if they were debaters. So I learned how to debate. And one of the things that Archie Thomas, who was the debate coach, the prof that taught us how to debate, interrupting was part of the game. So I have, when somebody makes a point, and it's like last night, the business with the debate, right? They all interrupt each other. And is it annoying? Yeah. I get what Ruth is talking about. It is annoying as hell. But it is where I come from. And it isn't my effort, although sometimes I understand it comes across that way, of me trying to overpower. I'm not trying to overpower Jay conversationally. It's just that what triggers a response, which isn't delayed with me, and this goes back to college, there's a stimulus that comes from somebody saying something. It may not even be something that I want to counter. It's just something that is there, and there's no. I don't provide that as an excuse. It's right. Sometimes. Yeah, go ahead.
No, in this circumstance, too, this is your show, so you have primary mic duties. But there are so many times where I get so frustrated listening to radio shows where there are two, three people talking at the same time. And a lot of times, and you'll hear it here, if I start to say something, Doug, you will stop talking and let me speak. There are times where if I'm saying something and you're talking, I'll stop, because we both know that when there are two voices that continue to talk at the same time, neither voice gets heard. And I cannot tell you how many times I will be listening to radio shows, other radio shows, and somebody's talking, and then somebody else jumps in to say what they want to say, and they keep talking, but the first person who was originally talking is still talking. And now nobody is getting heard, and then a third voice jumps in because they want to say something, and now it's just such a commotion where it's like, I'm turning on something else.
Yeah. I want to also speak to something, comments on Instagram again. Always get to us at Good Day Networks. And I don't often indulge, or if I do see something, or you pay attention and you'll point something out to me, Jay, I am going to respond to something that somebody said after a comment that I made. Was it last week or the week before? I've made the comment several times over the years on the air about my mother having an affair with the minister of our church. And the reason I bring it up now is because someone identified only as Dova, D-O-V-A, 80, don't know who this person is, but I'll share the thoughts. She says to me, you made the same mistake I did as a young person. you threw out the baby, bathwater, tub, and all of it concerning your mom and the minister. My husband was taken from me in a plane disaster while carrying our child, and the church had zero satisfying explanations for it. After 30 years, I realized my mistake, and I returned to my faith. You threw out the entire basket just because there was one bad apple that wasn't... I'm going to reverse this, man, because I have had, through the years, a lot of great experience. I have great faith. I have great belief in God. I have great belief in my fellow man. I have great belief in the animal kingdom and nature. And of the good nature, that's why we spend as much time talking about good stuff here as we do, even though, you know, the world is overcome. It's easy to take a shot at something that's bad or take a flyer with something that's bad, and not so easy to look at something that's beautiful. So when I think about my mother and this guy, never really meant anything. The guy who I really, when I grew up, the minister of the church, his name was Edward Everett Hale, after a writer of the 19th century. Wonderful man. He was one of the ministers that married. That's another side story. You know, I think I've told you the story about Tony and I getting married. She was having an affair with a priest. Get out of the convent. She was a nun. She got out of the convent because of that. And she met me, and we married 3 months later. And the two people who married us, the minister that I loved in the church, and the guy she was having an affair with that still is a priest, it was then and still is now. He runs some, I'm not going to tell you who he is, but he's very involved in the Catholic hierarchy. And so he was there to marry us, and when people heard the story... The conversation. We didn't talk about it then.
Yeah, but after, you know, the fact, that's funny.
Yeah. So the point of the conversation here is that I haven't lost my faith at all. If anything, my faith was strengthened. I talk about my experiences at Heidelberg that greatly, and through music, my faith has been enhanced over the years. I'm talking about the spiritual, secular, sacred music that we sang when we were on the road on the choir. But that's music, especially sacred music, some of the great... If I have a chance, I always listen to Elvis on the Elvis Channel on Sunday morning because it's 3 hours of him and his gospel music. There is nothing, nothing, nothing better than listening to him do the last... And emotionally, yes, you can hear in my voice, the last refrain in "How Great Thou Art." There's something. Oh, my God.
It's such a beautiful song anyway. His version. Carrie Underwood does a good one. Elvis is amazing. And I think Elvis, you touched on something too, Doug, where so many people, we've been trained to have this mentality of, if you're going to be religious, then you have to also be a member of the church. You have to go to church. And that's just, it's not the case. A lot of people are very religious, very spiritual, and they do not believe in the action of the church itself. Yeah.
Good job, Chris. Crank this up. Well, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Best thing to do after that is take a couple of commercials.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have 2 daughters, and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com.
All right, so I'm off on a tangent now, Jay. I'm looking around at things. There's a website called Bright Vibes that I love to go to in my moments. Often at the end, your father sends me notes when I'm sending him, because sometimes late at night he and I are back and forth with emails. And so the other night he was 11:20 or something, and I long since should have been in bed, and I wasn't. I was doing some work and reading some stuff. I wasn't even really doing work. I was looking at this website, Bright Vibes, and maybe that's why I sleep as well as I do, because I look at stuff like this before I go to bed.
Happiness, yeah.
And so he said to me, go to bed. I could hear him.
You got in trouble.
Go to bed.
You to bed.
So here's something that I'll embrace this. There's a different thing that comes across. And I sometimes post them on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/DougStefan. We waste our whole life preparing for the future, not realizing that the only way to be happy is to embrace every moment. And how often I say to people, I said this to my grandson, he didn't quite understand what I was saying. He's only 8 and a half. But he knows the concept of the rearview mirror being small and the windshield being big. And so he was looking forward to going to school and getting excited about it. And his mother was concerned that he wasn't enjoying some of the moments that we had here on the farm, because the day after they went home from being here for 3 weeks, he went to school. And he was all excited about his friends and who the people are going to be in his class and that sort of thing. So we were trying to have a conversation, but he's a little young to get that. But most of you are old enough and full enough of life and experiences to get what we're talking about here, especially when we think, Jay, the time is going as quickly as it seems to be. Embrace every moment. Get as much out of it as you can, because that moment is gone. It's how many moments we've spent 40 seconds talking about this, 40 seconds that are no longer ours. But is it something that we can arrange? Another thing, you want to smile? Go to Warren Eckstein's pet show website and look at the picture of the dog with his paw up. those are moments in life, yeah. All right, where are we? It's 10 before the hour. This is Good Day.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive.
Well, today you can expect lots of cloud cover with 0% chance of raining on your parade, because you'll be riding your motorcycle vroom vroom. That rumbling low-pressure system beneath you should give way to a relaxing commute and a sudden urge to take the scenic route everywhere you go, because dagnabbit, you're having fun out there. That's your forecast. Back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride, with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now 53 past the hour, Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronos is here at the ready. He, as you know, is from Lake Cardiology. He has his great clinic down in Central Florida. He sees people from all over Florida, all over the Southeast, all over the country. People talk to him from all over the world. And you can do it more easily than you might have expected. All you have to do is call his office, 352-735-1400. He has terrific outreach. Loves to talk to people. As a matter of fact, the one thing about Ken that is a distraction is he spends a lot of time. You know, you normally go into a regular doctor's office and they'll see you for 20 minutes because that's all Medicare will pay him for. And at 21 minutes, well, I guess we're all set. See you later. Well, you can spend an hour and 20 minutes with Ken, depending on what it is that you're trying to figure out, trying to sort it out. No matter what it is you want to talk to him about, he'll give you a good answer. 352-735-1400. I'm his greatest salesman because it's him and his practice and how he does things have worked wonders with me. I feel very confident after I leave his office that I know what's going on in my body. You can too. Call 352-735-1400. Okay. Question about this new molecule that apparently kills most solid cancer tumor cells and leaving others unaffected. This is something we've been talking off and on about, some of the advancements in cancer treatment. We have you as a cardiologist talking frequently about what's new in the preventative department. Yeah, is there any such thing as a preventative cancer doctor, do you think? I'm asking because I've never heard of a preventative cancer doctor.
Well, hopefully those who specialize in cancer talk prevention. I think all of us are interested in helping people in that regard. I think primary care physicians have an interest in educating patients, I hope, in cancer prevention. But as a specific subspecialty, preventive oncology, it's in the works, I hope.
You know, I talked to you once or more than once about the City of Hope. They do great things when it comes to cancer treatment, kind of like St. Jude's, only St. Jude's specializes, I think, in youngsters. But this research protocol that I'm looking at is not toxic to healthy cells. I find that amazing that they could separate out. Can you think of an example of something else where a particular treatment would only focus on that which is bad. Let's say you've got a heart problem and it's only specifically one muscle or one valve. You can, the way things are now, you can really isolate down to the nitty-gritty, right?
Yes. Monoclonal antibodies is a great example where you rev up the immune system to make these targets that go towards some part of the disease which is different than the normal tissue, and you can make these targeted missiles, monoclonal antibodies, that just destroy the bad tissue and leave the good tissue alone. And the problem with the early chemotherapies for cancer were they could not distinguish normal from cancer cells, and they destroyed everything. And what you're reading about from the City of Hope is this investigational small molecule that selectively disrupts DNA replication and repair in cancer cells, leaving the healthy cells unaffected. And this is an exciting new mode of treating. This is where we're getting to the genetics of cancer, and this is also in the future, and this is going to help to effectively treat cancer, get rid of the bad cells, and leave the good cells alone.
I know that you don't necessarily like the negative, nor do I, but I do see something that showed up in Lancet this week about how many people will develop some form of mental illness. And it isn't so much that people, you're not in the mental health business, you're in the physical health business. But I would bet that there are times when you see people who need attention because of their mental issues, and that relates sometimes to their physical issues. How do you handle that?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, first, before we were talking about preventive oncology, and there is an American Society of Preventive Oncology, which you were talking about the preventive oncologist, and then you're talking about now cardiologists. I don't know a good cardiologist who is in part-time psychiatrist because of the overlap between mental issues, stress, depression, anxiety, and the heart. So we see a lot of people with overlap heart and mental issues and very accustomed to dealing with them and helping people get to the right subspecialists when they need them. So I work closely with mental health experts.
All right, there it is, straight from the doctor's mouth. Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.